TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents Relationship Management, featuring Dr. Wayne Thompson, the show that's designed to address all facets of our relational life, beginning with the relationship we have with ourselves. Now here's your host, Dr. Wayne Thompson.
And we're coming to you live from beautiful Nassau, Bahamas. Good day, Caribbean. Good day, Central South America. Good day, USA, Canada, Africa, Europe, and the world. We are continuing with our series on the relationships between the school, the parents, the child. And we made it very clear in our previous show that the learning institution that we refer to as the school is designed to be a place where our children could come and be prepared to deal with an ever-changing world, to develop and to adopt the skills and the attitudes necessary to work in a fast-paced global environment. But as we look around, it becomes very, very clear that many of our institutions of learning for school-aged children have become environments where the development of thug mentality, where the development of bullying, where the development of dehumanizing other persons seems to be growing, growing, and growing. And it is very clear that as a result of this, the risk factors for youth in getting involved with violence is just growing exponentially by leaps and bounds. The statistics that's coming in from societies all around the world is mind-boggling. And it is very clear that parents and guardians have an obligation to do their part to ensure that their children and or their guardians to whom they are responsible for are being raised in a balanced environment where the basic life skills of living consciously can be created. If we do not bring an appropriate level of consciousness to our activities, if we do not live mindfully, then what is going to happen is we're going to run into the inevitable penalty of a diminished sense of self, a diminished self-worth. And as a result of this, individuals who have become diminished and how they look at and feel about themselves, these persons end up not feeling competent and worthy. Therefore, they have to go against the systems that have been established for persons who feel competent. Once our self-esteem suffers, our ability to function is decreased greatly. And certainly, the blame of poor results in our children's performances cannot be laid solely at the feet of institutions of higher learning. Because it is very clear that as we check the statistics of individuals who are doing well in school, every school that is producing bad apples are also producing good apples as well. It cannot be denied. And so it is very clear then that it is wrong for us to simply castigate the system, to simply castigate the Department of Education. When we don't raise the level of consciousness of our children to an appropriate level, we disenfranchise them, and as a result of this, they become at risk for violence, for their health, and for their mental well-being. It cannot be denied. And, you know, we have to pay attention to these things if we want a better society. What are some of the risk factors for youth with violence that we see so much going on in our schools? And isn't it atrocious that in the United States of America, over a period of 5 days, we've had some 4 to 5 individuals commit suicide? And what is so sad is that the majority of these individuals were in an institution of higher learning. Some were in the secondary institution. And we need to understand that the environments in which we are raising our children, the level of consciousness that they are bringing to the public environment of school, to the public environment of colleges and universities, their abilities to cope, their abilities to know how to establish respectful boundaries towards other persons' privacy and lives is being greatly compromised. And there needs to be a higher level of accountability and those who are raising children. And we cannot simply turn a blind eye to these things. Individual risk factors for youth violence do not exist in isolation from other risk factors. Factors associated with the interpersonal relations of young people, with their family firstly, secondly their friends and peers, can also strongly affect aggressive and violent behavior and shape personality traits that in turn can contribute to violent behavior. Wow. The influence of families is usually the greatest in this respect during childhood, while during adolescence, friends and peers have an increasingly important effect. Wait a minute now. Let's stick a pin there for a second. The relationships between parents and their children during childhood has the greatest impact on them as to how they relate to other people. Goodness. Remember, risk factors amongst youth for violence don't exist in isolation. You know, in other words, my child only doing this because of this friendship he developed with this new boy who just came to school. No, chances are the relationship the child had with you whilst at home during childhood helped to shape a lot of things with the child that gives the child a higher proclivity towards this kind of behavior. But it's amazing how parents and guardians never want to take any responsibility towards this end. I'm going to say it again. Factors associated with interpersonal relationships of young people factors associated with interpersonal relations of young people, with their family firstly, friends and peers secondly, can have a strong effect on aggressive and or violent behavior. These relationships can shape personality traits that in turn can contribute to violent behavior. And so then, if we are going to achieve excellence in education, it is imperative that parents recognize their critical role in the shaping of the thinking of their children prior to them entering formal school. How does a child spend 4 years at home hearing mommy castigate the neighbors, castigate her boss, speak evil of everybody in the community continuously, and that child enter a learning institution and not adopt the same practices? And so, when our children reach adolescence, anywhere from 12 to 14, the impact that their peers have on them, in my professional opinion, is firstly determined by the impact of their parents' relationship with them. If the parental relationship is not one of a nurturing, respectful, developing, wholesome, confident environment, children usually will reciprocate by picking up friends that will continue to push them along the negative paths. We'll be back to continue our discussion right after this.